Keep your alerts on what to watch through Friday. The Whale Fire reported at 4:06 p.m. Monday with no confirmed containment as of Tuesday morning heads into the hottest stretch of the week as the dominant story to watch. The extreme heat warning is in full effect from 10 a.m. Tuesday through 8 p.m. Friday. Wednesday and Thursday are the peak risk days, with La Mesa projected at 97 to 99 degrees. San Diego County operates cooling centers during extreme heat events. The county's 211 line and county website list locations. Backcountry preserve closures at El Capitan, Hellhole Canyon, and Mount Gower remain active through the end of August. In the courts, the preliminary hearing in the Bribiesa Chavez reptile smuggling case is Thursday, August 27, in federal court. The Diego Yanez sexual assault investigation in the Midway District remains active. On the legislative front, the Sacramento gut-and-amend maneuver that could determine Midway Rising's fate is moving on a largely invisible timeline. These efforts tend to surface publicly only when they are close to a floor vote, making it a story that rewards close attention. The Padres' 2027 ticket pricing announcement, expected in November, and any early moves by new owners Feliciano and Jones toward reopening Petco Park negotiations with the city will be the first concrete indicators of how the $3.9 billion purchase price shapes the franchise's direction. Stone Brewing's October 19 layoff date remains fixed by the WARN notice already filed. And the January 2027 technology policy assessment at San Diego Unified will provide the first official district evaluation of whether the YouTube and gaming restrictions are achieving their intended effect.